Today's Enlighten Entertainment will be present in Spanish and English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulasis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai.
20 years ago, I was not allowed to come here. It's too far up the mountain, too sacred. And we're talking about nearly 2,700 meters above sea level, because the Corgi live in a high and almost inaccessible mountain, the highest coastal mountain in the world, steep folds, difficult valleys, and a town like this is rather hard to get to. There are certainly no roads leading to it.
Dado que el impacto humano sobre el clima ha empeorado en décadas recientes, los indígenas Kogi de Colombia salieron de sus siglos de vivir recluidos e independientes en las montañas costeras y comenzaron a compartir un mensaje de advertencia: que los modos destructivos de la humanidad deben detenerse antes de que sea muy tarde. Con esa meta, ellos permitieron la filmación del documental de la BBC del año 1992, Desde el corazón del mundo, la advertencia de los hermanos mayores. En una colaboración poco común con un extranjero, el cineasta británico señor Alan Ereira.
I made a film 20 years ago with the Kogi. That was called From the Heart of the World, The Elder Brother's Warning. The reason that they did it, the Kogi being an extremely reclusive people, is that they had decided that their isolation was unsuccessful as a form of defense, since we're in the process of destroying the world. And so they needed to tell us what we're doing and to try to persuade us to stop. That was 20 years ago. This was my introduction to the astonishing world of the Kogi, the one surviving high civilization from America, from the world of the Aztec, the Maya, the Inca. Because here you have a highly sophisticated, highly intellectual society, civilization, which had been watching our civilization with horror, dismay, and a feeling of responsibility for 400 years. And it was that feeling of responsibility that made them end their isolation and make that film. 20 years later, I'm summoned again, and the message is, we spoke, we waited, you did not listen. Now we have to do something more drastic. I have been in contact with the Kogi, of course, in the intervening period, but I've never been up their mountain until they called me back. I've only been to the base of the mountain, and their leaders, mamas, as they're called, have come down to talk to me. And then they summoned me. And this project is something quite extraordinary. What they're doing is making a movie. A movie is called Aluna. Aluna, well, why doesn't Jacinto explain the meaning of the word Aluna?
Bueno, la palabra luna significa muchas cosas. Por ejemplo, cuando uno va a hacer las cosas primero, pensamos, o sea, la palabra luna en nuestro lenguaje es pensar lo que uno quiere hacer. Y a través de palabra luna, o sea, la palabra nuestra, con esa palabra es que trabajamos cuando va a hacer una casa, cuando va a construir algo, cuando va a actuar en alguna situación muy difícil.
So, Aluna is connected intimately with thought and with consciousness. And in fact, Aluna precedes the world. The world is created in thought, and without thought, there would be no world. This is the basis of the Kogi understanding of life. The material world is nothing but the present moment, embedded in a much greater complex of thought, which extends back into memory and in the future into possibility and potential. And we are just here in the blink of an eye.
Un cordial saludo para todos. A nombre del pueblo, de los cuatro pueblos que son los cancuamos, los arhuacos, los wiwa y los kogi. Nosotros estamos en la parte norte de la Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta de Colombia. Seguramente han llegado a escuchar que de principio, o sea, de la ley C, que es de antes de que no existieran los materiales que lo vemos ahora. C, ya antes de materializar el mundo, por eso siempre mencionamos la palabra luna, porque parte desde allá, o sea, antes de materializar el mundo, pensamos.
This is a town at about 3,000 meters, and here I am in the kitchen that was set up to feed us at this gathering. And these are the wives of the mamas, the male mamas that I was talking to, and they were preparing our food. We were living, as they do, mostly on starchy crops, root crops. It's a very good, healthy diet. I always feel much healthier after I've spent some time up in the Sierra eating their food than I do after I've spent some time down at the bottom eating ours. And here we see some of the kids. And you can tell a girl from a boy, by the way, by the necklaces. We, looking at them, unless you're familiar with the culture, have some difficulty distinguishing male from female. I can tell you the Kogi have the same problem looking at us. And the first time I went up there to film with a mixed film crew, they couldn't work out which of us were male and which were female. The mamas, we just saw that house with its rays coming out of the top. Now those rays are the rays of the sun and the rays of the influence of the mama, reaching over the community and protecting the community and guiding the community. And the reason I was, now that you see in that man's hand, he is a mama. Next to him, by his knee, you can see a divining bowl. And in it is the hollow bead that he uses for his divination. He drops that into the water. In his hand was a thing called a poporo. Now, the children that are kept in the dark for years are being raised to be mamos. And mamos are, well, the word mamo is the same word for the sun. They are the enlightened ones. They are the spiritual guides of this society. And the divining bowl, called a jatukwa, is used to interrogate the consciousness inside nature. That is a mama's job, and that's why he's raised in the dark. But also, I believe, they are constantly engaged in the daily life of the Kogi population.
Lo que quiero decir es que dejan unos niños en una cueva grande para que allá lo preparen, para que estudie, para enfrentar diferentes clases de problemas que vienen contra uno, yes, contra el pueblo. Los mamos son como para ayudar y sostener a todo el mundo entero.
The president of Colombia, the new president who has just now been installed, has gone to the mamas for consultation and to seek their advice in just the way you're talking about.
Claro, actos simbólicos para que él dé los consejos, para que él empiece a controlar todos los daños que se está haciendo contra la naturaleza.
That's why Jacinto's here, and Jacinto really ought to explain why the Kogi mamas are worried and what it is they're worried about.
Ellos están preocupados más que todo por los sitios sagrados. ¿Cuáles son los sitios sagrados? Aquellos que son, por ejemplo, los nevados, piedras con figuras, las lagunas, los nacimientos de los ríos y también que a donde hay minas de carbón, petróleo, que esos son los que son partes del cuerpo de la naturaleza. En ningún momento nosotros no hemos querido explotar o dañar o destruir los sitios sagrados que son nacederos de agua. En ningún momento que nos ha dicho que destruyan o que hagan la explotación de carbón, en ningún momento, porque eso es, estuviéramos dañando a la madre naturaleza o destruyendo.
And I think the point here is, Jacinto talked about the law of Se, the law that precedes everything and whose rules control all life. And the law of Se is actually controlled and manipulated and managed at sacred sites. And these sites are places of management of the life of the world. And if you destroy sacred sites, the life of the world itself becomes violently disrupted, as I understand it. Now, in the middle of this meeting, in the front, are sagas. These are female mamas. They might look quite young to you. They're nowhere near as young as they appear to be. I have always found it very difficult in a Kogi family to tell who is the daughter, who is the mother, who is the grandmother, because, quite honestly, they look pretty much the same age. Kogi women somehow keep their freshness and complexions extraordinarily well. But the point of what's going on here is that these women are making a speech. There is a man in front, who we'll see later, Mama Pedro I, making a speech of explanation of what is going wrong with the world. And those three women are speaking the same speech simultaneously. Those women are, in fact, the voice of the mountain, the voice of the earth. They are the mother. And they validate and authenticate every word that the male mama is saying. And it is the authority of their voices that is being listened to, because the earth itself is speaking through them. And he, as a man, speaks to man. He speaks direct to me and tells me what I have to hear. And that, I've never seen anything remotely like this before. It was extraordinary. Now, the one thing that you've mentioned which seemed really startling and interesting to me was this business of confession, of being absolutely open, to have no secrets, to tell whoever is your partner in life everything that happens in the course of the day. That seems, is that a fundamental thing to do that will change who you are and how you are and change the world?
El día, no solamente de un día, sino que toda la vida. Claro, y también no solamente toda la sociedad humana, sino que aquellos grandes, grandes empresarios, a ver, oye, ¿verdad? Que si estamos acabando, queremos destruir el mundo, y entonces, ¿cómo lo podemos cambiar?
So the message is introspection brought on by having to speak about who you are and what you're doing. That's a wonderful, fascinating, marvelous thing to have said. Thank you.
Introspectivos telespectadores, por favor, únanse a nosotros de nuevo mañana cuando continúe nuestro programa con la entrevista de Supreme Master Television al mamo de la tribu Kogi, señor Jacinto Zabarata, en la cual él explica más sobre el oportuno mensaje ambiental de los Kogi para la humanidad. Fue muy grato contar con su compañía en el programa de hoy, y ahora Por favor, siga sintonizado en Supreme Master Television para ver Palabras de Sabiduría después de Noticias de Interés. Que disfrute el conocer las bendiciones que la naturaleza tiene para usted. It was nice to have your company on today's program. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom after noteworthy news. May you enjoy the awareness of nature blessing for you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.